Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. During this membership drive, we're breaking it up with some fun each day in the form of a New York, New Jersey geography quiz. Our guest quiz master, who we will reveal the identity of, many of you know who he is, will be on the line in just a second. And while we're waiting for that line to get hooked up, I guess I will tell you for just one brief minute, since we have this delay, about the place from which the babka comes, because we got a tweet from a listener that said, what are the chances of WNYC sending a chocolate babka to Montana for a certain dedicated listener out there? And the answer is yes, we can absolutely do that, because Russ and Daughters is the babka place. They call themselves New York City's premier appetizing shop since 1914. And, you know, it's been a landmark New York City institution for that decade plus that's been owned and operated by four generations of the Russ family. That's why Russ and Daughters. And yes, they deliver around the city, and they also deliver nationwide. So to that listener who tweeted, can we get one to Montana? Apparently, Russ and Daughters delivers anywhere in the country. And so there is that. Now, we are on to today's New York, New Jersey geography quiz. We did Manhattan and Brooklyn and Queens last week. Today it's on to the Bronx. If you think you know the Bronx, my parents' hometown, among everything else that it is, call in and take a shot at it. 646-435-7280. 646-435-7280. If you get two in a row right, we'll give you a prize of a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. So who knows where things are in the Bronx? You don't have to be from the Bronx to enter. Call up and play at 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. You can even be from Montana and waiting for your Russ and Daughters through, I don't know, refrigerated delivery or however they ship it, and want to take a shot at something from the Bronx, 646-435-7280. And I'm so delighted to welcome back as our guest quiz leader today, the outgoing Bronx Borough President, Ruben Diaz Jr., term limited at the end of this year, so he's leaving office. I call him the President of the Bronx. So President Diaz, thanks for being a quiz leader with us, and welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me back, and I really appreciate the fact that you're doing this. It helps to educate people about all of the wonderful locations, not only in the Bronx, but throughout the city of New York. And it gives us the ability to be able to highlight and brag about the wonderful history of our borough.
As the calls are coming in, Borough President, want to talk at all about your own Bronx roots? You know, I had four immigrant grandparents who landed in the Bronx and raised my parents, who met in the neighborhood as teenagers in the South Bronx. My first address in this world was on Echo Place. How did your family wind up there?
Well, my parents are both from Puerto Rico. My father was in the military and was honorably discharged. He went to go and live in Brooklyn with some friends of his and worked at a factory at the Garment District. My mother came as a 10-year-old with my grandparents and her siblings from Ponce, Puerto Rico. They lived in Washington Heights. And as a teenager, she also worked in the garment industry, and that's where they met. And when they started their family, like most Puerto Ricans at the time, they found their way to the South Bronx on a five-story walk-up. And when I was born, I'm the youngest of three, they were able to convince then borough president, not convinced, but they went to their borough president, Herman Badillo, looking for bigger housing, and we were able to get an apartment in more houses, public housing on 149th Street and Jackson Avenue. And so that's my start. I was born in public housing, went to PS5, went to gifted and talented classes to PS31, graduated from Clark Junior High School, 149, and then went on to Lehman High School, and then got my diploma from Stevenson High School.
That is great. Now, Barr President, we added a new first quiz question just this morning to honor the very sad Bronx note in the news this morning, the passing of son of the Bronx, Colin Powell, from COVID complications at the age of 84 this morning, we are told. And I will set up the question first for a listener, and then we can talk a little bit about General Powell as a son of the Bronx. So let's say hello to our first caller, and it's going to be Sean in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx. Hi, Sean. You're on WNYC. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling up and playing. And here's the question. We are saddened to hear this morning that Colin Powell, four-star general and America's first African-American Secretary of State and first African-American Joint Chief of Staff Chairman, passed away. And since he grew up in the South Bronx, where he graduated from Morris High School, from what country did Colin Powell's parents emigrate, now that you heard mine and the Burr President's Bronx origin stories? From what country did Colin Powell's parents emigrate?
Jamaica.
Jamaica is right. So that is one right question. And get another one right, and you will win a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. And Burr President, want to go on to the next question for Sean?
Sure. Hello. Good morning, Sean. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Name the 23-mile body of fresh water running through the southern Westchester and the Bronx, purchased by Jonas Bronk in 1639.
For Sean and
Bronx
Throgs
River.
Neck. The Bronx River,
the
it
Bronx
is.
Ding. Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
And when Hurricane
this,
Ida hit.
Can I just say this,
yeah,
Brian?
Go ahead, Borough President. Go ahead.
Yeah, just so the listeners know, the Bronx River is a 23-mile body of fresh water that winds down through the southern Westchester part of the state and the Bronx. Jonas Bronk, a Swedish-born settler, purchased the land in 1639. The river's original people were the Mohegans, who lived and fished here. And in the 1600s, European traders came to trap the sleek, fat beavers for their fur. Now, people are able to canoe safely on the Bronx River with the Bronx River Alliance, and they still slots available for October for this season. If anybody wants a canoe, all they have to do is go to bronxriver.org, and they could appreciate the beautiful, historic Bronx River.
That is awesome. Sean, hang on. We're going to take your address so we can send you a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. And, of course, was it during Hurricane Ida or that earlier storm where it became hard to tell the Bronx River from the Bronx River Parkway? anyway.
Both. I mean, we keep seeing that. We keep seeing that more and more, Brian.
Is this the Bronx River Parkway or is this the Bronx River? Raymond in the North Bronx is our next contestant. Hi, Raymond. You're on WNYC.
How you doing? Good morning.
Burr President, hit him with the next question.
Okay, Raymond. What is the largest park in the Bronx?
Oh, right next door, Pelham Bay Park.
That's one.
That's good. You are geographically lucky to get that question, but we don't ding, ding, ding unless he gets another one right. So what's the next one you've got, Burr President?
Okay, here we go. What's the historic figure made the oldest house in the Bronx's headquarters during a very significant war?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow, there's a couple.
I'll read it again.
Oh, man.
I'll read it again.
Because I'm thinking about Edgar Allan Poe. Ooh. That's not my final answer.
Oh, no.
But
I don't know if you're going to get away with that. That's the correct answer.
You got it in there. You said General George Washington.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm honored to speak to both y'all, and you made me proud to be from the Bronx.
Thank you.
Raymond, hang on. He makes us proud to be from the Bronx. Go ahead.
Yeah, just very quickly again for your listeners, the Pelham Bay Park is actually 2,772 acres. It's the largest park, and it includes Orchard Beach, commonly known as the Bronx Riviera. The second largest is Van Cortlandt Park. And with regards to General George Washington, the oldest house was built in 1748 in the now Van Cortlandt House Museum. During the Revolutionary War, General Washington hid out there and developed a number of strategies.
Awesome. Now, I said not everybody who enters needs to be from the Bronx, so let's go next to Steve in Suffern. Steve, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi.
Not that far
Good
from
morning,
the Bronx.
Steve.
Let's see, exit 14 on the thruway, Suffern. Did I get that right?
14B.
14B. Well, in the right range.
Close enough.
Not that far from the Bronx. Maybe about 15 miles, right? So, Borough President, you have a question for Stephen Suffern.
Am I going with the question?
Yeah. Yes.
Hello?
Did I lose you, Borough President? Yeah, go on to the next question. You can do that.
I'm sorry. What famous 19th century poet and author lived in the Bronx along the iconic Grand Concourse?
Edgar Allan Poe.
That is right.
Okay, that is correct. Yes.
A name that came out of our previous caller's mouth. A name that came out of our previous caller's mouth as he was heading toward George Washington. You don't usually hear the two of them in the same breath.
Right. And, of course, we know that he came from Manhattan because his wife was suffering from what's known as tuberculosis today, and they wanted to go and breathe some good old country air, Brian, in the boogie down Bronx.
Yes. So one more right for Stephen Suffern, and he'll win a Brian Lehrer Show New York City Skyline mug. Borough President, go ahead.
Okay, there we go. This is a good one. What's the name of the largest development in the Bronx that was built on the site where a theme park called Freedom Land USA once stood?
Co-op City.
Ding, 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 ding. He is correct.
Very good, Steve. Yes, you may be in Suffern, but you know the Bronx. Hang on, and we'll take your address off the air for that mug. And let's go on to Beth from the Bronx. Unless you wanted to say something about Co-op City or that old amusement park, theme park, Freedom Land.
Yes, it was called Freedom Land. It was opened in the early 1960s, 400 acres of marshland. By 1964, the theme park was closed down to make way for the development of what we know today as Co-op City, which is the largest development in the Bronx that offers apartment ownership and is the home to 50,000 plus residents, Brian.
Awesome. Let's see if we can give away one.
I was also proud to open up the help open up the first indoor mall right there on that footprint back in 2014. So, all right, we're ready for the next caller.
All right. Let's see if we can give away one more mug before we run out of time. Beth. Now, this says Beth from the Bronx. Now, Beth, does that mean you currently live in the Bronx or you're from the Bronx, like me?
No, I'm from the Bronx, Brian.
Okay. So let's see if Beth knows enough still about the Bronx to win a mug, Borough President. What you got?
Once from the Bronx, always from the Bronx. But the question is, Beth, what Bronx cemetery features a jazz corner, quote, unquote, where famous performers are interred near each other?
I'm going to say Woodlawn.
That is correct.
Yes. Yes. It's a 158-year-old, 400-acre cemetery. It's a National Historic Landmark, and it's the final resting place of many notables in jazz, such as Max Rose, Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, Lionel Hampton, and, of course, even the queen of salsa, la reina de la salsa, Celia Cruz.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, the first time we had Wynton Marsalis on the show, it was 8 years ago. And what got him on was that he was promoting the 150th anniversary of the Woodlawn Cemetery's jazz masters. How about that? So
he had a beautiful concert there. at the cemetery. I remember that. I was there.
One more for Beth. Let's see if she wins a mug.
By the way, I'm sorry. Let me just plug in the Woodlawn. If folks want to go, they can go on the website, woodlawntours.org. But Beth, here's the second question. What Bronx-born fashion designer made the polo shirt a worldwide phenomenon?
Too easy, Ralph Lauren.
So yes, the correct answer. Do you know his birth?
You already won the mug, but here comes the bonus question, just for fun. Go ahead. This is going to lead us back into the babka, by the way, Borough President. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, Beth. Do you know Ralph's birth surname? Not Lauren, but
Lipschitz.
Oh, ding, ding, ding. That's the bonus. Ding, ding. Yes.
That's right. You can say that on the radio. I don't think I have the power to do that. Well, take Beth's. All right. If you can take Beth's contact information, screeners, I'm going to personally see that she gets a babka in addition to the mug. Remember to dip the babka into the mug with your coffee. Because I've never done that, but Jacqueline Sincotta tells me it's really, really good that way. Borough President of the Bronx, Ruben Diaz Jr., this was really, really fun. Good luck to you, whatever you're doing, after you leave office at the end of the year. And I'm sure whatever that is, we'll have you back on the show.
I appreciate it. Let me just finish by saying our condolences go out to Colin Powell, General Powell's family, and our gratitude. He was a great Bronx ambassador. He's a Bronx boy that did well, and may he rest in peace.
Did you know him at all?
I got a chance to meet him several times. One was in 2010, was the first time I met him, where we did the Colin Powell, General Colin Powell condos, not too far from where he grew up, in the South Bronx, over by Longwood. And then a couple of, last year, we did a fundraiser for the Children's Museum. And he was gracious enough to lend his name to raise some money so that we got the Children's Museum in the Bronx. And we love and appreciate him for that.
That's great. I'm glad that we talked about this, because these are the things that are not going to get into most of the press about Colin Powell. And so those good works in the Bronx, very much worth remembering, as he grew up there after his parents immigrated there from Jamaica. So, Borough President Diaz, thanks a lot. We'll talk.
Thank you for the opportunity, Brian. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Much more to come.